Why do you like that lutefisk stuff so much anyway, Carol?
It is so good, and is good for you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's nutritionist as well.
Oh.
As I told you before, I think it's best for caulking windows, but you think,
for the gods, you think
it's nutrition, huh?
Often you see people lined up 400 strong for lutefisk.
Coming into the Sons of Norway?
Not one for macaroni.
I kind of got in the middle of a punchline on that one, but that's a good point. How many lutefisk dinners do you think you've put on over the years? Care to count anymore? Is it? It's got to be in the thousands because you've done them in every corner of the state. You'll go anybody wants to do it, and you're still doing them at the Sons of Norway in downtown Fargo, aren't you?
Yes, we're the largest distributor of lutefisk, shall we say. That pay for the lutefisk.
Yeah, you are.
From Olson Fish Company in Minneapolis.
But it's how you prepare it. That's the secret, right?
Oh, you got to know what you're doing or you're done.
Right. Otherwise, you're eating Jell-O. Yeah. Flaky and seasoned just right. Cooked to perfection, right?
And put the cream sauce on and all the melted butter. Just soothing. Wonderful.
Exactly. You're making me hungry, and I don't even like this stuff. And the Juven sauce, too, is world famous now, whether salmon or...
That is for salmon.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you put on some good meals over the years. How many trips to Norway now? I've lost count.
181.
You never lose count. I absolutely love it. 181 trips, and my wife and I and our kids have been on that trip, and it's life-changing. It's really amazing. So you are a revered member of so many families for all the connections you made, and we appreciate all those trips. And I understand there's a little event tonight. There's a couple of folks here that are going to tell us about that. Your son Mark is here, and John Andreessen. And tonight is the 50th anniversary of something Carol was a part of and is the last living member of the founding committee of the Kringen Lodge Sons of Norway in downtown Fargo. John Andreessen, Mark Juven, welcome to you two as well.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate you being here. And, John, tell us what you got planned.
Well, we thought this is the 50th anniversary. We can't let this date go by without doing something very special. And so we're celebrating tonight with a banquet, a social, 4 o'clock to 5, and seating for the banquet at 5 o'clock. And a very good banquet coming up, followed by a program with distinguished guests from our international Sons of Norway boards. And I'll be sharing the story of the trolls in the Troll Lounge.
What's a troll? Are they, Carol,
a mythical magic character.
I thought they were a pain in the butt. They're kind of pesky, aren't they?
They're wonderful and they're hard. Oak wood.
Right.
They're carved. There's 22 of them at Sons of Norway, and there's 94 feet of mural hand-painted by Arvid Kristoffersen from Kroger in Telemark, Norway. And we'll have a couple, three of those on display tonight.
All for fun. That is great. What... Do you remember that early committee that got the Sons of Norway Lodge going?
I'm the only one alive.
And you guys did some good work there, but you started something pretty special.
My tenure with Sons of Norway is from 66 through 75. And at all times when I was in Norway, I wanted to do something about the trolls. And I sat down with Arvid Kristoffersen and Cottonwood Bark. And we talked about it, and he said, this is something I could do, and I would love to do it. And he studied up on the trolls themselves and came up with the proposal. The committee of 10 people bought it right now.
Loved it. Bought into
and
the whole
thing. They had $117 in the treasury.
So how did you turn $117 into a Sons of Norway Kringen Lodge?
With fundraising. And some of the old Norwegians that really enjoyed this wonderful, wonderful programming said, let's go on it and see what happens down the road.
Man.
We didn't have to pay Arvid right away, so everything was go.
Yeah, what's he talking about there with Arvid and the early impetus of that, Mark?
Well, I just remember years ago, you know, probably in 76, when he was carving those trolls, he was sitting on the floor in the troll lounge and carving the trolls, the murals, the whole nine yards. It was phenomenal to watch this process. But he's just sitting carving, and you've got wood shavings all over the floor. Dad had introduced my sister Becky and my brother John and myself to him. A gracious human being. Very talented guy. And the impact that he made with that troll story, which John will share tonight to the group at the dinner. It's going to be a phenomenal time.
And, John, just walk through the history a little bit. I mean, he's talking about the idea that starts at Cottonwood Park with $100 in the bank, right?
Yes,
becomes this incredible story. Just tell us a little bit about how we got here.
I believe it was Carol had the vision for what this could do to carry on the tradition. And look at what's happened in other places where there hasn't been a facility. When we could get that Russ Buick building, because they were building new sites, Carol was instrumental, drinking coffee with his friends and launching this vision that really built this facility for us. And then to bring in Arvid Kristofferson to give this cultural flavor with those trolls, it's amazing. But it was tough getting the funding. $117 didn't go very far. So at the grand
opening.
And that
bought the building.
What's that?
That purchased the building, and we need to thank Bob Burrell, so much for his participation in making Kringen Lodge possible at 53 years now. And
did he buy the building for $117, Mark? What's the story there?
No, that's the deposit that I wrote.
I just remember that the story goes that Dad, Bob Burrell and Arden Gervold were sitting there having coffee one day, and the conversation surrounded that Russ Buick would be moving their building to a different part of Fargo area. And bottom line there was my dad said, what are you going to do with the old building?
It's a good question, Carol.
And again, what happened there is that he said, well, we're going to sell it. We're going to get rid of it. And my dad had the vision to say, you know what? I'm going to the committee, went to the committee, and said, I have the building. I have the building. I see the vision. I see what needs to happen with the Sons of Norway, with Kringen Lodge. And thus the process started.
Amazing. And here we are 50 years later and enjoying that and preserving all that heritage you're talking about,
John. Well, Scott, what happened is here's the booklet from the Sons of Norway grand opening 50 years ago. There are 39 business sponsors in here. So it took a little bit of fundraising work to pull it together, but our community gathered around this vision and made it happen. And we've been reaching out now to some of these businesses that are still working as businesses in our own community.
Tell me a little bit about tonight. A social at 4, dinner at 5, then a program. And this beautiful man and his lovely wife, Barbara, will be honored as well tonight. So just tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Well, we have the international chairman is with us. Give a short greeting, so we'll have a few greetings. We'll have a Hardanger fiddle player adding some special music. Mark is going to be the MC for the evening, and he knows the story from the family side. We're excited about that. And they've asked me to share the story of the trolls. And I've taken pictures of each of the trolls. And the fascinating thing with the trolls is that Arvid Kristofferson has picked up characteristics of the board members and put them into the troll carvings. And so we'll hear some of that story
today. Amazing. And a good meal, as always, at the Sons of Norway, right?
Oh, yeah, very good. We have outstanding food service.
Can people still get tickets for this, Mark?
Absolutely. Call the phone number. Sons of Norway, 232-9222.
And also just come to the door, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We welcome you. You're going to have a wonderful time. It will be exciting and fun.
4 o'clock social, 5 o'clock dinner, 6:30 the program, all of which will be extraordinary. Carol, why should people come tonight and have some of that that great Sons of Norway delicacy and hospitality?
Oh, the people will forget on everything else once the lutefisk is served. Here we come.
And some meatballs, I'm guessing, tonight, right? Got to do some meatballs.
Some people will enjoy that, yes.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you for all you did to get this thing going. Great to see you as always, my friend.
Thank you.
You bet. Best to Barbara. Behind every good man is a great woman, and Barbara Juven is all that and more. Very, very wonderful people. Looking forward to them being celebrated tonight. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it very much. We'll tell you a little bit about a rodeo.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Carol. Good to see you. Tusen takk.
Thank you. Vær så god.
Whoa, wow. I learned some new Norwegian today. Yeah. We appreciate you. Tusen takk times 10.